Bryson Abraham.
Senior cornerback Bryson Abraham, sixth career interception, first career interception return for a touchdown. Questions?
See the ball coming to you. Probably the easiest pick you've had of your six. What? Just take me through that process and what you thought after you caught the ball. You had a lot of green space in front of you.
Well, I knew, like, from the jump, they was trying to, you know, there's a few seconds left. So I just played it deep, and, you know, quarterback kind of underthrew it. So I just played the ball as it came. And when I grabbed it, that was like a 0 seconds on the clock. So just try to get in, you know. So, I mean, if I don't get in, you know, well, but I'm going to try, you know. So I just took off. Had a good block by Vernon Butler up front and stuff. So I dove in, and it was a great way to end the half.
Did it surprise you that they were throwing it that little time left on the clock?
Oh, well, no, nah, because, they was like on the 40-yard line, you know, they had 60 yards to go. And they, and I was singled out by one of the primary receivers, so I figured they was going to try something, you know, because they weren't in the victory formation, another ball. So, you know, I was kind of surprised they was going to try it, but they tried it, and we took advantage of it.
At what point did you think you were going to get in?
when I caught it. So I seen a whole bunch of green grass. I was like, oh, yeah. And I looked, and I seen X taking care of the man behind me, so I had free space in front of me. So I was going to try to get in, and it worked out. So.
This is more your complete wins, I guess, for a team offense, putting up points, defense playing well with the pick six. Got a block on special team. Just talk about the completeness of the will, the win, and how you guys played together.
Well, I think that was the great thing about the game. We had Coach Holtz always talking about bringing the juice. And the energy that we have, you know, we play, you know, not just offense, defense, and special teams, but also, you know, with juice, you know, with energy. And when Paul Turner blocked that punt, you know, that was big, you know, that momentum, you know, just carries. So, and we just capitalized on top of that. So, and that was great. It was great.
What was Coach's message to y'all after the game and
in the locker room? He was, you know, a win is a win. You know, we was excited that it was a win, but he was also disappointed in the way, you know, that we carried ourselves with the foolish penalties and stuff, because that's not Louisiana Tech. That's not how we do things around here, you know. So, but great thing he always preached to us to learn from it. You know, if we don't learn from it, you know, it's on us. So we'll learn from it.
You go against, you know, guys like Marcus in practice. How key was he on the offensive side of the ball without Carlos tonight?
Oh man, Marcus, he played a great game. You know, he had me out the seat. I was supposed to be sitting down with the defense. And I was jumping every time he catch a little pass because I know he was going to make something happen. And on that screen that he took for like 70 yards, 60 yards, that was big. So, and he always, in practice, he practiced like that. All the receivers, Paul Turner, Carlos, you know, unfortunately he couldn't be out. But, you know, Coach Holtz always talking about the next man up, step up. So, and he did that. So.
You're a South Louisiana guy and you kind of downplayed playing ULL this week. How sweet was it to go out there and get another one?
Oh, it was awesome. You know, it's definitely one school that, you know, we take pride in playing, that we circle on our schedule, and we went out there and we took care of business, so that was great. You know, we took advantage of it. So.
Anything else? All right. Well, that's a boy.
Congrats. Nice job. I was screaming.